I stay in the slow lane. where if I have to hit the brakes, I at least got a median that I can jump into, or either that or stay in the fast lane. Either that or hug a guardrail or whatever. Just try to get out of their way when they start that crashing and carrying on. Boy, I tell you what, I was fireman for 35 years up here. And I've seen some of the worst messes you ever seen in your life.
I do believe that, man. I tell you what, I thought they drove, you know, pretty bad when I was, you know, moved down here from West Virginia. You know, I thought they drove bad up there, but, man, I'll tell you what, I had never seen nothing until I moved to South Carolina. I mean, you got a lot of good people who can drive pretty good, but, you know, you got some people out there, even though roads wet, they still want to run 90, you know, and don't understand why your tires are not gripping like they do on dry pavement. I guess they think they, because it's rubber, they're good to go. And that's where all the hydroplaning comes in at, and everything else. I don't know, I've seen a lot of pretty bad wrecks around here, man. Bad wrecks. And I've been down here about 20, almost 21 years. And it's something different every day, as you see.
KI4, KPQ for ID. Honest to goodness, that's what was so good about the fire department. You didn't have to worry about seeing the same thing every day. Because it was always something different. And buddy, I tell you what, the only place that I've ever hated, besides Honolulu, Hawaii, was, Florida. Let's see, where was that? We was at, I can't remember. It's right down there next to Miami. Them people down there can't drive if their life depended on it. It's either the gas pedal all the way to the floor or dead stop. Well, the two. Ain't no in between. Those folks down there, I don't know how they make it halfway through their life.
Roger, I tell you, man, it's getting like that everywhere, man, everywhere.
We'll see you in the morning.
Well, we'll see you in the morning, man. Be good. And, it's, I don't know, it's chaos out there anywhere, man. There's just too much traffic on the road now, you know. And the sad thing is, they build the road bigger. When they build the road bigger, by the time they get the road built, you know, it's done overpopulated.
Oh, yeah. That's why next place that I go to, or move to, be Montana. Dirt road. And you're 20 mile out of the way. If I had my choice, that's where I'd love to move to. Get your groceries, get you about 3 months worth at one time. Get in there and stay where you're at.
West Virginia, man, where we was at, you know, it's about an hour to the actual grocery store. And, you know, when you went out, I mean, you got a month worth of groceries, if not a month and a half, 2 months worth of groceries at one time. And, you know, we never even got on the road much. I mean, other than what we lived at, you know, I mean, it wasn't nothing like here. I mean, Greenville by itself would be overpopulated compared to what we were, you know. And I'm like, man, I moved down here, I've never seen so many cars in my life.
Yes, sir, KI4, KPQ for ID. This little road that I'm on right now used to be a dirt road, two-lane dirt road, gravel, all the way across Airport Road to 25. I remember when 25 used to be nothing but a two-lane dirt road. Right there by the old fire station. And this place is grown up. It's got five lanes of traffic. It's got one of them stupid eight-ball roundabouts on it. At the bridge down here, the 26th Bridge and Airport Road. And there's so much traffic here, there's like probably 20 motels filled up here. All these restaurants and everything. I tell you what, if a man would have thought years ago, buy all the land up around this place, just buy it up. And buddy, I tell you what, you'd have been a tree in there by now.
For UBG?
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about, man. I know exactly what you're talking about. That's the Harden exit. Well, you got bigger. You got that right there past the airport. Headed back down toward, like you're going to Penske National Forest, back that way. Right, you pass the airport, you got that little cutoff right there to the right that goes around the hill of the airport. You got that, I forgot what that winery is up there, or the beer place, Sierra Nevada. I did all the doors in that place when they built it. And now they're connecting the road from the back side there, coming back up where FedEx and all is right there. They was working on the bridge and everything the last time I was up there. And I tell you, man, that place up in there, it's really grown in the last, oh, it's really grown in the last 10 or 15 years. You know, some of them roads up there didn't used to be real busy. And now since they got all them businesses and all that stuff, shopping malls and all that stuff, I mean, it's pretty bad. We go up there a lot. And I know exactly where you're talking about. Talking about that little intersection right there next to McDonald's. The little figure eight deal that they got going on.
KI4, KPQ Friday. Yeah, I'm sitting right here by Carrabba's. I'm sitting right here waiting on a friend of mine to get here. Get out of here and get gone. But then you got the Cracker Barrel right there next door now. You got a new motel right past it. You got the Best Buy, the Lowe's, all that stuff up that way. Whatever that Western Steer right there by it or whatever that thing's called. Man, I tell you what, it's just like sad. This, all these beer places, Asheville, North Carolina is the biggest beer place that they are now. All these different kind of beers and stuff, man. If I drank beer, I would drink a Coors Light. I drink that old Colorado beer. And you know something? Now, Lord know it. The beer that they got nowadays around here, like $5 for a little old 12-ounce glass of it. Nah. My Lord, no, man, don't need no beer that costs that much.
Got all them wineries up there, too. You got the $1 off the Batcave exit they just built. There's another winery on up the road they just built. Go up to Asheville and go like you headed up toward Waynesville and all that. There's another winery up there. There's three wineries and the beer place up there, Sierra Nevada, that I put doors in. And there's another place up there that's chocolate. A chocolate plant right there off of the Batcave exit. I did the doors in that one for Cooper Construction up there. And, yeah, I'm like you, man. There's all kinds of different beers out there now. There's all kinds of different manufacturers and wineries and all that stuff up there. I mean, it seems like it just keeps growing and growing and growing.
KI-4, KPQ. Yes, sir. It can only grow so much. But depending on the next election, that might slow things down a whole lot. As you get the... It don't matter what party you got, whatever. But, you know, if a Democratic Party gets in there, all this mess is going to start slowing down. Wide open right now, that Republican Party in there. And it's going to probably start slowing on down. Lord, that'd be the first place that I'd go dig me a, I'd go dig me a little spot of land out in Montana. That's exactly where I'd go to. I love that old mule deer anyway. I don't know if you ever eaten one of them, but buddy, I tell you what, that's the finest eating. That's better than any, twice as good as any beef you would ever eat.
Or UBG? Yeah. I've drunk a lot of them over the years, man. Over the years, I've drunk a lot of that, a lot of Bud Light, and a lot of Budweiser. I didn't have but like three or four that I really liked, you know. Budweiser, Bud Light, and I drunk Ice Ice, and I drunk Coors. I didn't really too much care for all that. I mean, depending on if it's free or not, I'd drink it, but yeah, you know, I wouldn't specifically buy it myself. But I ain't drunk a beer since, I guess the first of 2000. We was going into 2000 when they was talking about the Y2K. I gave it all up then. That's been 20 years ago now.
Yes, sir. That's been 20 years ago or better. Boy, I need to give that stuff up myself. That just costs too much money. I still drink that old Coors stuff every now and then. But I know one thing. I would love, like I said, love to live in Montana. And you ever eat like what I was talking about earlier? I don't know if you copied that or not. Mule deer. Big old muleys. Boys, I know one thing. That's just like eating beef. Times five. That's the best meat that I've ever eaten.
Eat white-tailed deer all the time, I hunt every year. I got a lot of meat in the freezer right now, and the doctor told me that deer meat was the best meat that you could ever eat, because there's no fat to it, and you don't have all the adjuvants and all that stuff that regular meat carries. I went to a diabetes class, and they told me that diabetes class, that there's a lot of meat that I can't eat because of cholesterol and everything else. And I asked him right there in that class, I asked that nurse, I said, or the doctor that was giving the class, I asked that lady too, and she said, yeah. She said, you can eat deer meat four times a day if that's what you want. And I said, oh yeah, well, I'm going to start filling the cooler. That's exactly what I've been doing. I've eaten deer meat for years and years and years and years. Even when I lived in West Virginia, I ate deer meat all the time. I've been hunting since probably, about 10, 11 years old. Up until now, I'm 41 now, so. Yeah, every year I can get a chance to, man, I put one or two in the freezer.
Oh, yes, sir. The best deer meat that I ever eat is called mule deer. And it's apparently Montana, all down through there. That's the best meat that I've ever eaten. I've eaten a lot of deer meat around here. Shot and killed them. Eat them around here. South Carolina, Georgia, all that. But I know one thing. The best one that I ever had is called mule deer. And it's out of Montana. That's where that deer was killed at. Big mule deer, muleys. Muleys is what they call them.
Yeah, because a buddy of mine, they used to go out there and hunt, and they'd bring that stuff back. There were two of them. They'd go out there and kill one or two of them things a year and pack all that stuff up and bring it back here. That's some good meat, man. Really good meat. I love anything like that. I love anything better than I do store-bought hamburger meat. Because deer meat, you can have whatever you want to make it taste however you want to taste it, And you don't have all the steroids added in with it. You don't have all the other stuff, that makes them grow, that's what an old man told me one time. You see these girls running around here 10, 12, 13 years old, looks like Kelly Barton. That you didn't see back when we grew up, back in the late 70s, early 80s, you never seen none of that. Up until they started doing all the steroids and everything like that. And then, really, that's really changed the ball game, for everybody. Because that gives the girls, a chance to get in trouble, get pregnant, or whatever else now, because I guess they think that they outgrow herself, at 13, 14, 15 years old. We never saw none of that stuff back in the day up until within the last, 20 years, probably.
Yes, sir, Kevin. Understand that very well. Shoot, I'm 60-year-old. Buddy, I know one thing. How them girls, Lord, I tell you what, they was killer back in our day. But I got married, settled down, and got unmarried, and that was the end of that. Don't want to get married no more. And love to hunt. The only rifle that I got, though, the only bad part about it, got a 223 and a 300 Magnum. Go from one extreme to another one. I wish I had a little 243. A little 243 around these parts. Either that or a 30-30 rifle.
30 is a good brush gun. You know, they're short, and, you know, they're not made for a long distance. You know, I mean, you can buy them, I forgot what you call them, but, you know, they shoot a little bit longer than what the actual bullets you can, you know, you buy for them. But I got a 30-30. I got a 22-250 that is, it's got a bullet almost the size of a 300. And just as loud as my 300, I got a 300 Win Mag too, I hunt with. So yeah, I got one for about every occasion. And, they come in handy. They come in handy real good.
Good talking to you and enjoyed it. Look forward to hear you back on here again one day, and I'll holler back at you again. And I'm going to take a standby here real quick, KN4UBG 73, and I'll be on standby. Check coming. I'm going to head toward the house here, and hope you have a great evening up your way or down your way. It's 73T. And I'm going to get traveling on here. Talk to you later, my friend. KI4, KPQ73, and have a great evening.